And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Technology is changing the way people invest. That's right. We're starting off the podcast with a quick commercial, and then we're going to dive right into it, baby. Whether you're a multi-million dollar investor or you're just starting out, Betterment is the smart answer to the question, how do I manage my money? How should I do this? It's powered by smarter technology and personalized for your financial goals. Betterment automatically manages your investments, minimizes taxes for a fraction of the cost of traditional financial services. You just set it and forget it. With over 95,000 customers and $2.3 billion under management, Betterment is the smartest, easiest way to invest. Isn't it time that you used smarter technology to build your wealth? Time to get rich, yo. Sign up today and receive up to 6 months absolutely free, and you get full terms and conditions at betterment.com/podcast. Betterment, investing made better. Betterment, sign up for your free trial at betterment.com/podcast. That's betterment.com/podcast.
I've been really enjoying this new game called Space Agency. And the way it works is you launch a rocket. Look at this. You launch your rocket, okay, and you have to control all the, I may be saying this wrong, gimbals and all, yeah, all that stuff. And then you have to take it into outer space, put it into orbit, and it looks real like science-y and NASA-ish.
It looks NASA-y?
It looks, hey, go, look at you going out of town looking all nasty. But
it's like nasty sassy.
It's pretty cool, and you can control the little jets, and then you got to dock with the space station, and then you have to do re-entry and all stuff. But I saw someone talking about it online. They're talking about how it's really great. And I went to the app store, and I'm looking at it, and then I see there's like three different ones. I'm like, well, which one do I get? One of them is called Tutorial. I'm like, oh, I didn't think much about it.
Start with that one, right?
No. I went straight to the game.
Oh, no.
I got the game, and it was $1.99. Kind of expensive little game.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, I guess I should have picked up on the clues of the fact they have several tutorials because it's so hard. Wow. You don't know. You have to know rocketry and and all that kind of stuff.
So if you happen to be a rocket scientist, it's a game you'll love.
Yeah.
We actually do have people at NASA that listen to our podcast.
I think it's cool that we have people at Skunk Works who listen.
Yes.
That's the coolest. And
did you see that article on the SR-72?
72, no.
Yes, the SR-72. Go ahead and I think it's Popular Science or Popular Mechanics. SR-72. It's like this...
Oh, that's not cool at all.
What, that it's all out there?
No, that it looks that the way it does. Is this the artist and renderings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, it looks like a giant scramjet that they've been testing for years at the old Chuck Yeager Flight Research Center. Anyway, it's kind of a neat deal. The replacement for the Blackbird. They're saying it's going to be up in flying by 2020, and I'm like, you know, or 2030 is what they said.
Pretty sure.
I'm like, if we know about it right now, and it's been developed at Skunk Works,
it's fine.
If it's not flying, it's just a ruse for what's really already there.
Right.
Yeah, because they're sitting there going, well, we need this capability that we used to have with the SR-71, but we needed to do a little more. Yeah, if we're advertising that on a black project... this is already there or something better.
Mm-hmm. I love all the games that
countries play with each other.
Yeah, it's the best. And you know, we fall for it. And you know, during the Second World War, you think about all the games that we played, all the mental games.
Well, think about all the inflatable army You know, that's
brilliant.
Before D-Day, we set up an entire inflatable army at a different location, so it looked like we weren't going to attack Normandy. It looked like we were going to attack another area. Mm-hmm. And, like, they had tanks, army tanks, full size. And the reason they did that was because you make these big balloons, inflatables, in the shape of tanks and jeeps and men and you name it. And then that way, whenever Germany flew those reconnaissance drones over, they snapped a picture, the shadows were right. Everything was in line.
I mean, you got to think about it. Back then, they didn't have the technology that we have now with cameras and optics and stuff. So, I mean, now you can tell that that's fake. But
you think,
I think
we can't fake that? We're America.
Not as easily as we could.
Not
then.
I mean, they fell for it easier.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and what added to that is on the date that we had been saying on our what they thought was secure channels that we were going to be invading.
Was wrong.
Well, yeah, it was wrong. That was, you know, so they would all go there, and that's when D-Day invasion happened. But we sent the British sent bombers into the air.
At the other
across,
place?
Where they thought we were going to go. And all they did was drop thousands of metal pieces into the air.
To make it look like there was a bunch of stuff
so
coming in.
So the Germans' radar starts going crazy, and they go, well.
Oh, there it is.
Yep, we were right. This is all happening right now.
Das intelligence was gut.
And then we hit them on the other side. So, yeah, pretty cool. It's a lot of great history. I shame on me for not getting into it earlier in life, but it's fascinating. I think now with Netflix and Amazon Prime and that kind of stuff, it's in YouTube, it's easier to watch things that you probably wouldn't have normally watched. We're like, not going to watch a movie on World War II.
We talked about it the other day. We talked about the World War II from space documentary that's on Netflix now that is awesome. I mean, it really, you get an idea of the big picture. It's not just, you know, the yard to yard, house to house fighting that we saw and the storming of the beaches. This thing it gives you a bird's eye view, and you realize the strategy and the, you know, the feints and the bobbing and weaving that we did against each other, the mental game as well.
My favorite is after Japan sucker punched us Pearl Harbor, which we knew about, by the way, and had to happen, and people had to get angry and
to get us into the
war. And by the way, that is what a lot of the 9-1-1, 9-11 theorists think is the reason. You know, they kind of go back to, well, we needed to get into war and this is a way of doing it. And all that kind of stuff.
You also have the false flag theorists as well.
Who knows? But the thing is that, you know, they get us in Pearl Harbor and then we get them at Midway and we had cracked their code. They didn't know. We knew everything that was going on. We knew they were coming to try and take Midway back and we had our big, you know, what do you call them? The aircraft carriers way out away. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh crap. The Americans tricked us.
What?
Oh, now what? And then it was a big fight and we won. Boom. Lots of booms.
Lots of booms. You know what was cool is when I lived in Guam, I did a lot of scuba diving, and that's where I got certified. So, you know, like if you get certified around here, you know, you get certified in a pool and then you go out and you do your first dive. Over there, you get certified in the ocean. You know, you do it in a lagoon or something that opens up to the ocean. Mm-hmm. So it was cool because like my very first dive, I guess, before I even got certified, it was all underwater. So you had the fish everywhere and all that. My certification dive, we took off in a boat and crossed over the reef, and they said, okay, here's where we're going to drop, and everybody, we're going to stay at like 30 feet, and then we're going to go this way, and just follow me. Okay, cool. Well, we did it, and as we went over, you're looking down, and you're like, wow, this is so great, and you're sucking air like crazy. Because when you first start diving, you do that.
Yeah.
And then you start to see the wing, and you go, what is that? And then you start to see the fuselage. What is that? And then you see the cockpit. What is that? Then you see the other wing. What is that? And then you see the tail. And you realize your very first dive ever in your life is not a dragon. It's an airplane from World War II that had crashed. It was an old bomber. It was an American bomber on one dive. We did the Japanese bombers. I mean, it was just crazy, the kind of stuff.
Is there a bunch of it out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny because I say funny. It's ironic because when America liberated Guam and came back in, the Japanese knew that it was inevitable and that America was going to take the island. So they just all they pushed every bit of equipment off the cliffs. So they were dumping, you know, all their backhoes and trains, not trains, but big trucks and airplanes and things they couldn't get off the island. Anything they could think of that America could use against them later, they dumped. So all this stuff ended up in the ocean. So you've got all these crazy wreck dives available to you from the beach.
But they're like weird stuff, like yeah, it's weird backhoes. Stuff.
Yeah, I've got a great picture. I wish I could find it. I took a great picture with me sitting on a toilet. There's like a like this Japanese toilet that's sitting in like 30 feet of water, 20 feet of water, and I'm just sitting on it posing like I'm dookieing, you know, and I'm like, ooh, this is cool.
That's
and it's
cool.
From World War II, and I'm just acting like I'm pooping.
Now, if Patrick and I went to go dive back in Guam, would we have to take one of those backhoes and tie it around our waist so that we could go underwater and not float?
The no. vast amount of weight of, what do they call that?
Yeah.
Belt
weight? Yeah. Weights.
Yeah. We would have to use to get me to sink more than 6 or 7 feet would be amazing.
Swim. I was in such great shape back then. I didn't need any weights. Not a single weight.
Wow.
At one point, I had gained a little weight. I needed a pound. And the weights came in 2 pounds, so I had to offset with my ballast. But I loved all that, man.
Dude, 2 weeks ago, one of my buds has a swimming pool in his backyard.
Yeah, that's different, though, because swimming pools, you're not as buoyant.
It doesn't matter. It's an older swimming pool. See, like, backyard swimming pools now are, like, what, 5-6 feet at the deepest, you know? This is one of those that was built back in the day, so it's, like, 10 feet deep in the deep end, right below they had a diving board that tells you how old the swimming pool is.
Mm-hmm. Diving boards aren't cool anymore?
Well, no.
Not for insurance reasons.
For insurance reasons, most people don't have those in their pools. So it's got a 10-foot section, and the kids have been throwing, like, those little sticks, you know, they're supposed to sink, and some of them had gotten too deep. So I'm like, I'll get it. Oh, my God. One try down, I think this is going to be nothing. I'm just going to dive down. I used to be I was certified as a lifeguard. I never worked as one, but that's how much swimming training I had as a kid. Like, I can swim, but I couldn't get more than 70 feet down. I went down the first time thinking I'm just going to truck down there and grab this and come back up. I couldn't get to the bottom. I'm like, oh, wow, that's harder than I'm going to actually have to swim down to force myself down.
And when you came up, it looked like that scene from The Hunt for Red October. Where it surfaces. And they all start clapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as easy to go more below water as it used to be. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I think pools would be cool, but all the insurance stuff, there's a lot of stuff to think about, man.
Plus, I got to build we looked at it. I have to build a fence around my yard. That's like one of the things they said. You have to put a fence in. I'm like, first of all, I'd have to incur the cost of a pool. Then I'd have to, you know, eat the cost of a fence as well. I don't need a pool. We're good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you'd have to have a fence if you have a pool. I understand that for insurance reasons.
Yeah, but when we were kids, we didn't have to have that.
Well, and that's how kids died. Yeah. And then they said, oh, you know what? We need to change the rule. We need fences and stuff.
Yeah. Actually, this pool, my buddy's pool, when they bought this house, they also had a slide. Like, you remember when pools had slides next to them?
Yep.
Like, you know, it's about 8 feet up, and it's got the little curve on the end, so you go into the deep end.
Yep.
Like, he had to take it down. He literally went out there with a hacksaw and just cut it down. I'm like, oh, man. How cool is that, though? Like, it would have been great to have it. He goes, nope, the insurance risk on having a slide next to your pool is outrageous.
Yep.
Stuff, you know. Back in the early 80s, man, that stuff was just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything's
It was a different time, you understand?
Hey, when's the Olympics? I know that Beijing is going to – which, by the way, I thought – didn't we just do the Olympics
in
Beijing?
2016, so next year we're in Brazil.
I thought it said 2022 is when theirs is. So Brazil
Beijing.
Is –
Beijing
doesn't get it again.
Not Beijing.
Singapore?
I don't know. It's not Beijing. The next few Olympics are in Brazil and then...
I thought 2022, I thought it was Beijing. I thought they just got that. Mm-mm. I thought that was part of the big news.
2020 Olympics is going to be Tokyo.
Tokyo. And then where's 2022?
Very different than...
Where's 2022? That's what he just said.
Yeah.
It's the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, that always messes me up, too.
Oh, this is 2020. Okay.
Yeah, 2022.
I think isn't that South Korea? Pyongyang?
Beijing. It sure is.
Did they just get... Did Beijing get the Olympics again?
Yeah.
Beijing
is, we just did it there, right?
Yeah. Well, we did the Summer Olympics there in 08.
Beijing is set to become the first city in history to have hosted both the Summer and Winter Olympics.
Okay.
Wow. When did they announce that? Like just now?
You know why? Because China has a lot of money.
Deserve an apology from two people?
You do. Very different. Wow.
I'm still waiting.
Well, I'm sorry for doubting you. I'm sorry for doubting you.
Patrick.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Wow, man.
That's me.
Just because you can see the TV behind me where it said it.
Yeah, I can never keep up with the who has... Okay, is this a Winter Olympic year? Is this a Summer Olympic thing? I love the Summer Olympics.
I like both Olympics.
Yeah, I guess they're kind of neat. You got to kind of... When the Olympics start, I think we're all kind of the same way. We're like, oh, okay, cool, the opening ceremonies. And then we kind of like, we're into it. And then we kind of like, we're out of it. It was like, they're like 2 weeks long, right?
At least.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like about a week, about 4 days, we're like, we kind of forget about it, you know. And then we come in strong. We're keeping up with the medal count. Everyone's like, well, how many do we have total? How many gold?
It's not even how many do we have. It's how many ahead are we?
That's
right.
And then we, it's over. And before it's over, we're like, golly, how long does this thing go? Is this still on?
It does abruptly end. You're right. Like, it's like, stop.
That's way, I don't know, but anyway. I used to, a friend of mine who was an Olympic shooter, and he was the first guy I went hunting with.
Really?
Montana. Yep. It's a little intimidating.
Hold on. The city that came in second to Beijing was Almaty, Kazakhstan? Really? The two finalists were a city that just held the Olympics and Kazakhstan?
Mm-hmm. We can't think of a better place to have a...
We didn't have anywhere in America we could have really pushed for the Olympics.
We may not want it.
It does bring a lot of unwanted... I hear that it's not a great thing to get because
like you end up losing money.
You lose money.
No, that's the World Cup is the big thing. The Olympics has tended to be pretty okay, at least recently.
I would think the World Cup would be just a financial boom.
Apparently, like in Brazil... They had to build all these new stadiums to have enough places, and then you're never going to use that. Like, now they have 8 giant football stadiums in Brazil. Some of them are in places where nobody lives.
Yeah,
and there's nothing to.
That's why it was
keep
in
using
Sochi, Russia.
Yeah,
with the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
It was.
Yes.
Yeah, and they had those like ghost towns where like all these dorms and no one's
it
in them.
It shouldn't be in a little city like that where it's never going to get used. Because in Salt Lake City, they still use most of the stuff that was built. And in Atlanta, they still use most of the stuff that was built. Well, they tore down some of it. But, you know.
Yeah, like the underground and all that's still there. And
was the underground from part of that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
The other thing is.
Remember when the underground in Atlanta was safe to go to? I mean, you're like, oh, this is cool. Hey, Dad, let's go to that. That's fun. And they're like, oh, my God, this is so – it's underground and it's lots of violence. No one here wants me to be here.
Dude, they still use the Coliseum, the L.A.
Coliseum. L.A.
Coliseum.
That's right. A good one, yeah.
And that's like Bruce Jenner was a man back then.
That's right. Bruce Jenner was the man in the L.A. Coliseum.
Yeah, he was. What did he do? He was track and field.
Yeah, it was the – What is the hurdles?
Decathlon. Apparently, you have 10 different
events,
and whoever is the winner at the end is considered the greatest athlete in the world.
Who can name the most events in decathlon? Hands up, so you're not Googling.
Okay. All right, ready?
I feel like we're at a revival.
Javelin.
Okay, somebody write these down since all of our hands are in the air.
I'm on two. Javelin, high jump, discus,
long jump.
I didn't get there yet. You're cutting me.
I'm cutting you off.
Javelin, long, disc. What's the other one you said?
High jump.
I want to say 400 meters is one of them.
High jump. 400 meters.
Shot put?
Maybe shot put, yeah.
Okay.
Hammer throw.
Hammer. What about a gun? Don't you shoot a gun?
No, that's the biathlon in the Winter Olympics.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm a
different
moron.
Thing.
Well, that's all I got there.
Okay, let's see.
Hopscotch.
Crush dressing. That's one of them.
Shockingly, no, it's not.
He's the greatest athlete ever.
All right, you ready?
The husband carry.
Okay. Here's the decathlon list of events. It's the 100 meters is one of them.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Is long jump, shot put, high jump.
All in one?
You got those.
You got all those.
400 meters.
Got
so
that.
We got that. The 110-meter hurdles.
We said hurdles.
I was going to say hurdles.
I said hurdles.
Okay, we got that one. Discus throw.
Got that one.
Javelin throw.
Did we say javelin?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, said that first. One, yeah.
Yeah.
Pole vault.
Ah.
That's one we missed.
I bet he did good at that.
And, and the 1,500 meters.
Oh, we missed that one.
There you go.
That's really.
That's pretty. We, you know,
man,
not
think about what, that's the original. What do you call it when you
I have no
the
idea.
Workouts when you do stuff?
Oh,
when
CrossFit.
That's like it's like the original CrossFit. All that stuff. That's crazy, man. Well, he really was the man. Make you know, all your jokes you want now and stuff. I don't, you know, do your own thing. I don't care. But it back in the day, man.
Dude, he was on the Wheaties box. He pioneered the Wheaties
really,
box.
He was.
Wasn't he the first ever Wheaties athlete?
I don't think so, but I know the 1980 men's hockey team was on the.
Well, he was box. Before. Right, he was before then.
No, he was the 84. We just said he was the 84 Los Angeles.
Ew, you ready? So.
Who of all the athletes who have been on Wheaties box? Who can name the most? Bruce Jenner. The
Michael
hockey
Jordan,
team,
the dream team.
What's the gymnast?
Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Lou Retton.
That was also 1984.
Got to go with Michael Jordan.
I said
Jordan.
Oh,
wasn't the dream team on there?
Yeah, said that too.
The whole dream team.
The whole dream team was on there.
Everybody.
Phelps.
Yeah, I googled it, and everybody got.
1934. Lou Gehrig was on a Wheaties box. Jimmy Fox was on a Wheaties box. This is not a new thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Babe Diedrichsen, the famous women's track and field person, 1935. Yeah.
Lou Gehrig, by the way, was the first athlete on there.
That's fascinating.
Actually,
and Eleanor Smith was a pilot, and she was the first female ever to get on the cover.
Is that the first
pilot.
Non-athlete, though?
No, the first person on there was a...
A fictional radio character. Jack Armstrong, a fictional radio character, was the first person on a Wheaties box.
And the first
second
non-athlete,
was Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, the first non-athlete was Ellsworth Vines, who was a tennis player. Thank you.
Oh, I can see.
All that for that. That was a tennis joke.
That's a pretty weak
I'm
joke.
I'm kidding.
Wow, look at all the people who have been on Wheaties boxes. My goodness.
We could name half of these and you wouldn't know them, especially like the old ones.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, though. That's a real honor. Once you're on it, you're on it, you know?
Yeah.
You always have that. Mr. T was on he had his own cereal.
He had his own cartoon.
Oh, my God. Remember the Mr. T cereal?
Oh, yeah. I had it, man. It tastes just like, what's that stuff? Corn Pops? Crunch. It was the same thing as any other thing. They just made a tea out of them. And he had little quotes in the back. I used to love reading the back of the cereal box.
Yeah.
And then you turn it to the side where it has all the nutritional stuff. And they had two columns. Like there would be one and then another one. I don't know what they're different.
One was just the cereal. One always was with milk.
Okay. And then I used to compete which column would win. I'd go, okay, this one's going to be more. And I would get to the next line. I'd hold my hand so I wouldn't see it. And I'd come down. Oh, the right side won. Oh, the left side won.
I mean, pretty much the one side, the
should've
second
won.
Side, should have won every one.
I probably didn't notice that. That's how dumb I was.
All right.
Still dumb. Golly, you got the right side beat me again.
Man, just can't catch a break.
Remember when they used
I could do math.
Remember when they used to have those little colored, it was like clear plastic colored things, and like you would hold it up against the box and you would see hidden messages?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The little decoder.
Weren't they normally red?
Yeah, usually red.
Yeah, and what it would do is it would cut out all the red and you would see like some secret thing. Or they had they even for a little while did like those posters that you would see at the mall back in the day, where if you had to cross your eyes a little bit, all of a sudden you'd see a gorilla coming out of your cereal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, crummy commercial.
Whatever happened to those posters?
I think people started, their eyes started sticking.
Yeah, all of a
like
sudden, there were a lot of people getting cross-eyed, and then next thing you know, those sign companies went out of business.
Yeah. The first time that happened, the first time you were able to see it, it was really like a religious experience, right?
I never was able to see it.
Ever?
Never once.
Did you think that everyone's just...
A little piece of me thinks everyone's just full of crap.
They're just all punking you? The yeah. entire world is just punking.
I have
joke
never
on
been
you?
Able to make myself see one of those stupid things.
Can you
things.
See him, Bubba? Bubba?
Yeah.
Bubba. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't do. I have to kind of get into a real weird. I'm sure my face is
it's
very.
See, and I just, it's just boop, and I've already got, I know the focus.
Yeah, you have to, Patrick, to do it, you almost have to.
Man, I've
relax.
Been through it, man. I don't know.
And
I
you just, have to kind of get at a distance and then kind of move closer, and it'll pop out for you.
Again, that sounds like crap. It sounds like a total lie. I've heard this before. It's kind of like how people tell you, oh, just quit looking for love and it'll find you. You shut your mouth.
Dude.
You shut your mouth.
The problem is you're trying too hard.
Oh, you're trying too hard.
Just relax.
When you stop trying, love will find you.
They're
you know what?
They're called magic eyes, and I'm looking at a seal right now. They've got a
they
ton
can do
of
them online?
Yeah, they got a bunch of them on the internet.
Magic eyes? Magic eyes. Like you spell magic, like with a J?
Yeah.
No one.
With a J.
Thank you.
I was
just a joke.
Just letting it go.
Just letting it welcome go. To Magic Eyes. Okay, Patrick. Oh, you got this. We want you to come over here, and I want you to look.
I can't do this one. This one's giving me some trouble while he goes to look at that one.
How to see 3D. All right. Bubba, what the heck?
What?
Why is the computer being... I got it, Patrick. I can figure this out. Okay. Here, you sit here. Watch out for my screen.
By the way, play along at home if you can.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, here's a ship.
Okay, there you go.
That's a very pretty
boat. Can you see something in there?
Okay, one second. I have to kind of... You can't just rush into this stuff. You have to really kind of take your time, right, Bubba?
Yeah, it took me a second on the ship one.
All right, now, when you start to stare at these things, you have to get down, and then you have to kind of really let your eyes relax.
Oh, this one's Jesus, and he's got like... he's releasing doves. And I'm not kidding. He's got his hands like that. Whoa.
Okay, I got it. I got it. Patrick, I got it.
I still feel like this is all a big sham.
It looks like a city scene, like skyscrapers.
See, now what happens now is I am going to get real focused and stare at the thing, and then D is going to come up behind me and go, blah!
Just try it. Relax your eyes.
No, you go over there by him, and I'll
you
try it.
You stop being
no.
a child.
No. It's like, no, oh, this works. I've seen the end of
Look
this
at
movie.
Whole, his whole body language, it's all yeah. tense.
I'm
you
sorry.
You're not going to see any for tense. Relax.
Oh, this one's some people yeah, playing soccer.
I don't
soccer.
See anything.
Don't, okay, don't.
You're don't not, touch me.
I'm not, weirdo.
Don't focus on anything. Just let your eyes relax and the image will pop out.
Yeah, you can Google magic eyes.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. We're just on a bunch of them.
Yeah, magic eyes, do
don't
images.
Move your head. Don't move your head. Don't move your head. Just relax.
Nothing.
Really?
I really don't see anything but blurry colors. Yeah. Could also be because I keep waiting for D to punk me.
Man, you know, I'm not, that's not me anymore.
Oh, that's not you one. Anymore. You did it yesterday.
I know.
You know what's weird?
Yesterday.
I'm finding like on some of those, you know, the ones that are very square and pixely looking. I have an easier time on those than the ones like this that it's a little more organic and swirly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's a real, that first time you see it, man, you're like, whoa, my God, what? You feel like you can just step in it, you know? You can just step inside of it.
Yeah, very 3D. Mm.
Yeah.
I can't get this one.
All right. Well, I'm sure this is fascinating to listen to.
I'm sure. It's like... I hope somebody, you know, has their computer in front of them and is doing magic eyes. I bet you can pull it up on your phone.
Yeah. I think the bigger... They used to print them in the paper, in the newspaper, if you guys remember those newspapers.
I have a headache now. Oh, wow. I forgot about the magic eyes headache.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Good job. This was a good use of time on the podcast.
You know,
well,
this
it's no worse than Bubba taking Periscope and sitting in a hot tub and spending an hour.
Dude, that was awesome, by the way. I do want to play a little bit of this audio.
Oh, God.
We on the show, you have to tell the story because it was hilarious.
Well, we're in here earlier this week, and we have headphones on, okay, all morning. And all day, part of the day, and I hear something like in the. I go, is that your stomach, man? He goes, yeah. Bob goes, yeah, man. I ate bad last night. I ate a bunch of stuff, man. I don't normally eat.
So I went from eating good to eating bad. Really, and when you bad. Do that, stuff happens.
So Patrick's like, dude, I heard that in here, in his studio.
He did not hear it from
I
in
did.
There.
He did, man.
I heard it.
So it was so loud that we actually mic'd.
We took a microphone and put it up against my belly.
And then recorded this.
Wait, it gets bad.
God, it's so gross.
Now, I have kind of made it compressed so they're faster and closer to each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, we laughed so much at this. I mean, we got a couple days of great radio out of the gurgling stomach.
Okay, that's enough, man, before I lose it.
So we did. I thought it was funny when we took the movie clips and we added it in, like, you can't handle the truth.
Jenny.
Mama said, life's like a box of chocolates.
I ate the whole thing.
Anyway.
Speaking of eating bad, I've been eating bad all week.
Me too.
Why?
Started
I thought
off
you were
well.
Back.
So when the birthday party last Friday, and then all weekend there were people in town, and then it was my birthday this week, and it was just like, oh, well, let's just eat a bunch of crap, you know?
You eat crap? That's gross.
Dude, that's really gross. My so dog nasty. Eats crap.
Yeah. Well, why are you taking a picture of me?
I took a picture of you because, hey, Bubba, look.
What?
I took a picture of Patrick because, I want you to look at this.
Right.
Look at him there. What's interesting is look where his phone is. He has his phone tucked
you
in.
You tuck your phone between you can tuck the fold and the
of
leg.
Of your belly and your leg.
It's between my belly and my leg. And don't it, make it worse than it is.
It's dude. Like its own little, you have like, you're like a natural pocket. You're like a giant
all right,
hairy
fat man.
Kangaroo.
You want to sit down and let's see if you have the same thing?
I know I do.
I do.
All right, then
I,
shut up.
I do, hold, but I don't actually
I can actually carry the luggage with mine. If I bend over, it'll grab the handle.
I did talk to a guy who was a...
Delete that picture.
I will. See, you know what's cool
I
about me?
I don't trust you.
You know what's cool about me?
What?
Is I do. Watch, ready?
Yeah, I've seen you delete before, and then somehow the picture still ended up posted or turned into something.
That hurts.
Oh, really? Let me call your phone right now and see what picture of me pops up when your phone rings.
It looks like you're making the face if you're trying to see those 3D images. Anyway, this guy worked as an ER in the ER, and he said that he find all kinds of stuff that this is gross. Can we not talk about this?
Yeah,
no,
stop.
Go ahead.
No,
I'm enjoying
you
this.
Probably
you brought
stop.
It up. I'm fascinated.
Oh, like people would get stretched out and laid out on the table, and like they would find things in the folds of the skin, like all kinds of weird stuff, like French fries. And
well, it's like whenever they have a cast on a kid.
Yeah.
And like stuff falls in between the cast and the leg, and then the leg ends up healing around it. Like there's been like a quarter, and the skin has grown over part of it. And yeah. It's actually embedded in your skin.
Do you know I have are you calling?
I have a jack, and yeah. It's up. It's
the picture of me that which I can't say anything because this is the picture of you that pops into my phone.
Oh, you're right.
I don't have pictures of you at all. Either one of you.
Well,
I don't.
Well, you're not awful and terrible like we
some people. Yeah.
I like to think of you just the way you are.
Oh.
Wonderful, handsome men. I know you have pictures of me, and that's not cool.
I don't have anything.
That's
Bubba.
The one when Bubba, it looks like.
Looks like he's.
It looks like.
It looks like that face right there.
Anyway, so, well, this has been fun. We
what a strange podcast.
Yeah, but it's good, though. It's really good.
You know, the last one was kind of weird, too. Like, it wasn't our normal. Like, before, we were really silly and whatnot. So, this one, I don't know. Is this one silly?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's a little silly that we played your freaking gurgling noise. Yeah.
He had, 45 seconds ago, he just played that. And he has to go, I don't know. Was this silly today?
The other stupid, silly thing from this week was the chimp noise mixed with me.
Oh, that was party. Awesome. Do we have, hold on, I got to play this.
You have that.
Patrick was at a party And he had a friend of his. You tell it while I...
Okay, my buddy Chin showed up. It drove 12 hours and surprised me for my birthday party. I had no idea they were coming. So you have to put yourself in that mindset of, I'm at a party, and I've been drinking, and all my friends are there, and I assume that that's about as good as it's going to get. And then one of my friends from high school shows up totally unannounced, and I freaked out a little bit. A little too much.
So what we did is we thought Patrick was like,
hit a high pitch I can't even create.
He made this noise, I made the observation, he sounds like a monkey. So to prove how much you sounded like a monkey, we found monkey sound effects from the zoo, and we mixed them together. And we want you, as you're listening to the podcast, to try and pick out which one is the real monkey and which one is the Patrick.
Also sounds kind of like a peacock. You know, the peacocks, they do that, that real loud.
Yeah, they have a weird scream.
Very funny. I'm an excitable person. That's... Yeah.
That makes me laugh always.
Good stuff.
I'm going to tweet the picture of you that comes in when you call.
Okay, well, you do it and I'll do the same. How about that?
That's fair.
All right.
I'm not going to tweet any pictures of you guys because I respect you and love you, and I would never do that. Okay. I would never embarrass you like that.
Okay.
Well, that's cute that that's how you are, but we're clearly not
nice and
nice and
Here's my thing. I always figure that it's karma. If I did that to you, it would be really quick that it would happen right back. And I don't want that. There are some pictures and there are some stories that will never need to be seen or told.
You know what? And I'm fine with that. And I do that. I abide by the bro code or whatever you want to call it.
Really? You just said I'm going to tweet the picture of you from when you that comes up
that's
when you call. You
different.
Started it.
That's different.
How?
Because that's funny.
Because
that's like, but if you were to say, hey man, I can't explain, I can't tell you what's going to go on, but I've got to. Can you come over to the house right now and? We're going over to do something, and it could possibly be illegal, but it's going to be fun, and someone's going to get hurt. I would be like, sure, let's go. Bubba would too.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's what dudes do for each other.
It's called love.
But I'm also going to post the picture that makes you look like a complete mental case. That on there.
For your birthday, did I not pick out a great picture to put on there?
It was a pretty good picture.
I picked the best picture I could. And I'm not talking about the one that made you look skinny. I'm not talking about... It was just a very... celebratory, it's my birthday picture.
Yeah.
We this is not good. About you, it's about him. I'm messing with him right now.
Big D is the problem.
Did you
not
tweet
me.
It?
No, I'm not going to do it. If you do it, I will follow up.
Oh, it's like the Cold War.
Yeah, exactly. It's mutually assured destruction. You send the goofy pic of me where it looks like I'm looking up in the air when I don't have a beard, not so I look like John Candy already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'll send the picture of you with your mouth open that looks like you're in some kind of bad adult film.
I would like to say, though, that Big D has the advantage over all of us in this game because he has access, because he's done all the videos, he's got access to hours of footage. And all you have to do is stop it on the right spot.
Everyone does it.
Everyone makes stupid faces when you're talking.
Yeah.
You don't realize it.
Sure. That's, how we get yours.
I know.
It's you looking up. He's looking up in the sky. It's like his eye, like he's trying to see his own scalp.
Do the voice. Do the voice as you're doing the face. I would like to, when you envision that.
The voice I envision with this picture is this. My phone rings. I look and I see that face, and I go, "Hello, D, it's Patrick."
That's a horrible, horrible.
See, that's not the voice I get with it.
What is your voice?
I get the voice of destruction in the world. There will be a hurricane of 385 miles an hour.
Yeah.
There will, all of California will fall off the earth. That's what I get.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one too.
That's guy, whatever happened to that guy?
He's still around. He's still
around. And he's still doing weather forecasts?
He is.
Doomsday weather forecasts? He was great.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's...
Telephone poles will be underwater!
He's turned into kind of a little celebrity online, and not as much now, but back in the day. But yeah, he still does it, and Has a following, apparently.
I liked him, man.
He's a good-hearted kid, I guess. All right.
We done?
I have a headache now. I have a headache from looking at those pictures, too.
Yeah. Mine's already back to normal.
Ugh, I have a headache.
Okay. Well,
could be me looking up and trying to see my scalp.
Until next time, we love you. Goodbye.
Check Twitter.
Huh?
Check Twitter.
Oh.
At Radio Big D.
At Radio Patrick.
Bubba Radio.
And at Big D and Bubba.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.